As illustrated by Brother David this morning, there's been a significant change in the way that we worship God. And thanks be to God that there was a change. As illustrated, we see how debilitating worshiping God under the old law would be in this day and age. We are reliant upon electricity probably more than we realize. And it would shut everything down. Everything down. You can't tell me that God knew what we were going to have in the future. He knew us better than we knew ourselves. He knew that there was going to have to be a change in the way worship was going to occur. He knew it at the beginning of time. He knew that he had to send a Messiah. Because it was going to be impossible for man to fully live the law perfectly. No one was going to be able to do it. Only one did. And because of that, he was the perfect offering. For it was indeed fitting that we should have such a high priest, holy, innocent, unstained, separated from sinners, and exalted above the heavens. He has no need, like those high priests, to offer sacrifices daily, first for his own sins and then for those of the people, since he did this once for all when he offered up himself. The law was forever changed with Christ. He became the new high priest. His sacrifice was perfect. And unlike his sacrifice was so perfect, yet he knew what we suffer because he dwelt among us. He felt pain. He felt our temptations. In Hebrews 4:15, "For we do not have a high priest who is unable to sympathize with our weaknesses, but one who in every respect has been tempted as we are, yet without sin." Because he was here on this earth, we have no excuse. We cannot go to God in the day of judgment and say, "You don't know what it's like to be human. You have no idea what it's like to be tempted." He does. He does. Because of Christ. We are without excuse. And because blood was shed, precious blood was shed, there was a change to the law. Hebrews, the 9th chapter, verse 22, "Indeed, under the law, almost everything is purified with blood, and without the shedding of blood, there is no forgiveness of sin." With that perfect sacrifice, a change was made. Up until that point, the blood of bulls and goats and other animals and burnt offerings, those were the things that were needed to roll our sins ahead under the law of Moses. It never took them away. We have the perfect sacrifice given for us that no more sacrifices need be made. How significant is that? We superficially look at our lives and we think about the inconvenience of not having electricity. It's pretty significant to us. When we don't have electricity, it makes our lives significantly harder. But without the sacrifice of Jesus, it makes living on this world impossible. Colossians, the 2nd chapter, verse 14, Christ's sacrifice canceled out the record of debt that stood against us with its legal demands. This he set aside, nailing it to the cross. The law has been nailed to the cross. And as we gather around this table this morning, we remember that sacrifice and the precious gift that all mankind has received, that God has made things so easy on us. All we need to do is obey. It's a very simple thing. Remember what has been given to you. As a Christian, all your sins have been forgiven. All of them. From the big, dark, black ones to the little white ones. Sin is sin. And God has wiped them away with giving His Son the perfect sacrifice. That should touch you in your heart, I hope. And that is my aim this morning, that you should focus upon what God has done for you as you partake of these emblems that represent that precious gift.